welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to this show, hopefully, again, on our website, www.nagb.org.bs. Go to the education link, scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you'll see pictures of everyone who's been on the show, and the MP3 should be there. And if it's not, really do write to us and let us know, because, you know, we're juggling a whole lot of balls. But while you're on the website, you can also go check out our calendar, because a lot of people say, I didn't know if I was invited to that. And okay, first of all, everyone's invited to everything. And I want to thank the gentleman that came out the other night to our opening, and I didn't get his name, and I was so pleased, because we had an opening the other night and there was hundreds of people there, but there's a nice man with his two daughters came up and said, I live in the neighborhood and I hear you on the radio, and you always say the NAGB is for everyone, so we thought we'd come on down. And I think they had a good time, and I think more people should do that. Remember that we're open all week long from Tuesday to Sunday, Tuesday to Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday noon to 5, and the key thing is that on Sundays it is free to go to the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. So there is no reason not to go. It's always free for kids under 12, but the rest of the time we do have a small entrance fee. But if you don't want to pay that, or you can't afford to pay that, we understand. Sundays of the day, come after church. It's a beautiful grounds. There's plenty of room for the kids to run around. We love having kids running around. And there's a lot of really beautiful stuff to look at. And, you know, 99% of it is Bahamian. And so it's fantastic to see what our fellow Bahamians can do. So I really encourage people to come down and engage with the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. We do also have a small shop which sells books. And so hopefully in the future, we will have some by the publishing house, Duho Books. And the founder, director, and owner of Duho Books, yes, is on the show. President is on the show tonight, Wendy Coakley Thompson. She has been speaking about her own writing, her experience as an author, her experience with a major publishing house, and kind of what led her to start Duho Books. So, Wendy, tell us more about Duho. And what are the titles you have right now?
Yes, the titles. Sorry.
Off air, okay. We should definitely talk and get some in our shop.
Oh, that would be lovely.
So people could come to the National Art Gallery, and because we do have a wide array of Bahamian literature there, historical literature and everything too. So this should definitely be something that we have as part of our stock. Oh, and next time you're down, lovely. You should do a reading. Actually,
I would love that.
You know,
I mean, Christmas is nutty, but I plan to, you know, be coming back and forth throughout 2018.
Yeah, do because yeah. Exactly, Christmas is nutty, like you said.
Yeah, Christmas is, you know, plus you know, there's a lot of I mean, as well, so, you know,
exactly.
Preferably not while I'm working.
No, preferably not. Yes. But sometimes you have to. Anyhow, yeah. So tell us about your titles on Duho Books that you are representing right now.
Yeah, so Duho is a mix of the old and the new. So I guess I would be the old.
No, we just say mature.
Yes. The seasoned, you know,
exactly.
The Cajun.
Seasoned. Yes. There we go. I like that. I like being
so,
seasoned.
So Duho is reprinted back to life. It's also an ebook now, a legitimate, you know,
ebook
regulation.
Where the proceeds are actually going to the author.
Yes.
Good.
Thank
no.
you. Yes. But also, too, it's in print. And it is the story of Lisa and Mark, you know, the, mm-hmm. the mixed couple who meet each other, of course, at the time Brooklyn is blowing up, you know. Mm-hmm. Her mother, I love her mother. it's clearly fiction.
Yeah, exactly. Her mother's listening to us tape. Yeah. So it's all fiction, mommy.
Wink, wink,
it's
yes.
all fiction.
But her mother is a writer of children's books who lives in Eleuthera, and she, you know, she just reps that she's very, you know, very artistic. I live on the beach in Eleuthera. So, you know, I try to, with every book I write, rep the Bahamas and, mm-hmm. you know, rep the
different kinds of characters
experience.
We have.
Yes, precisely.
But I think it's interesting you speak to that, because I think a lot of people don't, like, in the first segment you spoke to how multicultural living in New Jersey was. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, you know, the Bahamas was probably the first, I mean, the Caribbean was like the first multicultural place. But yet I think a lot of people here don't see us as multicultural.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, because one of, and I don't mean to skip ahead, but one of the folks who is signed with Duho is the great Monty Knowles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, when I say show his picture, and, you know, I knew him since he was 4 years old, but he is, wow.
Yeah.
Just like, when did you get fined when my back was turned?
I know,
my
right?
Ooh,
I know.
Mm-hmm. So I said, well, yeah, you know, my friend Monty, he comes to D.C. a lot, and he's an artist. And when I show the picture, they're like, I said, well, what's that about? He said, well, I didn't know there were white Bahamians. I'm like, yes, there are.
The I get that a lot.
I know, right? I'm explaining to you. Yeah. And it was weird to see that, you know, because Monty and I have a shared heritage. And, you know, I'm not going to say, well, you know, obviously I know that I'm, you know, I'm brown and he's, you know, not. But I find that I have more in common with him because of this heritage. So it was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess he's being filtered through this American.
Yeah. And also not only just simply in terms of race that we're multicultural, but really in terms of, again, different tribes, different parts of Africa settled here. You know, different again, like there's so much diversity through whether people came from other parts of the Caribbean, whether people came directly from Africa, whether people came from, you know, one part of Europe or another part of Europe. Because, again, you know, Scottish people ain't like Greek people.
Right, that's true.
You know,
that's
and true. And so I think, you know, our own culture is this really extraordinarily beautiful tapestry that's a result of all these different things coming together. And yet I think very often we look ourselves as a monoculture.
That's true. We definitely do. And I remember when I was at SAC, because I have an aunt who calls me Vendi. You know, I also have a Norwegian aunt who goes, Vendi, Vendi, you come to Canada. But she's Norwegian, you know, but this Bahamian aunt. She could, I was like, I wonder why Bahamians and apparently it's some interesting German folk came here and that became part of the Bahamian lexicon. I was like fascinated, so I didn't look at it as, you know, oh, she can't say my name right. It's like, oh, it's the German part of the, you know, Bahamian experience. So yeah, I mean, I think that here again, one of the missions of Duho is to, I don't want to say, because it sounds very, as I said, Margaret Mead, I'm going to spread Bahamian culture to the masses, but I think to show people that there's something different. You know, even the intellectually incurious, you can kind of slip it in. So that is Back to Life, the reprint. The other book that I told you about is the very open, very sweet author, N.A. Cash. And the book is called My Name is Karma, and it's a paranormal. It's actually set in New Orleans, but, you know, she is Bahamian. And, you know, I was joking that I live alone. So I tried to read her manuscript in the day.
In the daytime.
I mean, it's not like, you know, no one's living in a sewer. No clowns are living in a sewer. But it's very, you know, there's some elements where it's just like, ooh, you know, like, what's that behind me?
And that's interesting, too, because I would imagine, you know, like, I know a lot of young filmmakers here, too. And some of them are like, you know, we want to make, like, we always joke about, like, how it would be just brilliant to make a Bahamian horror film. Because they're seen as spirits. But again, I think... the outside world, no one could imagine that maybe that we have the capability to write a paranormal story, even though, like, folklore and paranormal is such a deep part of our culture.
And all that stuff.
Exactly.
You know, I'm heartened that people are changing, because when I look at the success of Get Out by Jordan Peele,
amazing.
I think that people are now, you know, seeing that, hey, you know, this is also something that we can do.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same as I think any minority, you know, for a long time they were like quote unquote women's movies, right?
Yes.
And I mean, again, that somebody like Catherine Bigelow then shows a woman director can make a film about like a war veteran. And I think it's becoming slowly the Caribbean and people of African descent are beginning to, you know, show that they don't only have to make films or write literature that are quote unquote Black stories.
Right.
That is part of, you know, that there are people have agency who are of African descent, their story might, you know, absolutely segue or dovetail with, you know, a person's story from another culture.
Right, right. Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I hold out hope for the youth because, you know, Nadia, N.A. Cash, even though we went to SAC again, because she said, where'd you guys? I said, went to SAC. She said, me too. I'm like, oh, honey.
The big red machine. Woo! Churning them out.
Yeah. Like, okay, you and Shawnee, that was a whole other, you know.
I have someone at the gallery who went to SAC too, and she's awesome. So,
we rep the big red machine, but, yeah, so I think that younger readers are becoming more open, you know. I mean, I love millennials, and you know, for every time we think, you know, they're all the bad things that people say about them, I do like that they come at life with a different perspective. They don't have the Louis Vuitton steamer trunk that we get
as you get
older.
Yeah.
They can easily remix, you know.
Adaptable.
Oh, yeah. Highly adaptable.
Yeah. You know. Code switching.
Yes, definitely. Or, you know, or inappropriate use of code. You know, when you're reading business emails, you're like, IMO.
Like,
what's wrong with you? Oh, I'm so emo. I'm like, I'm sorry, no. Anyway. So, but God bless him, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of liken N.A. Cash to, you know, dare I say, Octavia Butler. Oh, is there a lightning bolt that's going to, you know.
No, that's fine.
That Tananarive Due in that general vein. Yeah. And I think she's a very good writer. Mm-hmm. And she has a second book coming out in March. I think she's going to go far.
Great.
You know, and hopefully we can push her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And the last title?
Yes, The Lights of Home. This one is actually set in the Bahamas.
Okay.
At the dawn of the new millennium. And it explores the Bahamian Florida descent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, experience. She's also a black Tina. Mm-hmm. You know, she was born here.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad was a Cuban exile.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lived in Florida. So she has come to the Bahamas to find a new life. Mm-hmm. And but I think some of the, and she may hate me for this, but there's a vestige of Mills and Booney because mm-hmm. she becomes a tutor, mm-hmm. you know, so she's
okay.
the livid.
Yeah, yeah,
so
okay.
you get
and then,
that
and then has the romance, but that's okay. I used to love those books.
Yes,
listen,
yeah.
nothing wrong with a book
oh,
like that every
too.
Now and again.
They would transport me to different places.
Yeah.
So
so it's nice that you have a really wide variety of offerings. So you're not kind of classifying yourself as one thing or the other. You're really open
The running thread through all of them is either authors are either of Bahamian descent or there's an element about the Bahamian experience. I mean, I joke that, look, if Arthur Haley, he lived in the Bahamas, if he mm-hmm. wrote a book,
yeah.
you know, I would, you know, say, hey, or will Sheila, unfortunately, mm-hmm. she's passed. But yeah, so that has got to be the running theme throughout all of the books. There has to be a Bahamian element. There's mm-hmm. got to be some way that you're repping the culture in unique and different mm-hmm. ways mm-hmm. For a wider audience.
And now, how is a small publishing house, do you now go out and get traction with those books? I mean,
I find the hardest part. You know, at first I thought the hardest part was, you know, dealing with the lawyers, you know, when the suits get involved mm-hmm. in the commoditization of art. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know, like, I'm not going to explain this to you. You can tell me, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the hard part.
Yeah,
And then finding folk, I thought, okay, the selling of these books has been interesting, you know, because I am an unknown entity, you know. And surprisingly, I found it difficult here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have thought not. I think there is this still this consignment structure
mm-hmm.
that I find to be quite prohibitive. A lot of the bookstores use here. And Duho is an actual publisher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not printing these in our basement. We have mm-hmm. we are listed with Baker and Ingram, mm-hmm. Baker mm-hmm. and Taylor and Ingram. The books are deeply discounted. So I don't know what the prohibition is. And, you know, I would honestly
probably just cash flow because I know again, like our store does a lot of stuff on consignment too, uh-huh. because it's cash flow, right?
Yeah,
and storage space mm-hmm. and, you know, all kinds of different things. Like,
right.
you know, if I buy X amount, where am I going to put them? You
True.
Know, and then are they going to be mildewy by the time I open the box if
oh,
I don't,
Lord.
You know? So again, like just, no, but I mean, these are, again, we live in a certain environment with certain
right.
conditions. So I, you know, again, like I understand the frustration of it. And we're trying to switch to actually not having things on consignment anymore and
right
okay. and buying things up front, but sometimes it's something as simple as storage space, especially
right.
I would imagine for a bookstore you'd probably have to have a pretty big warehouse.
I guess, and I've spoken with booksellers here, but mm-hmm. Janice Cartwright at Buy mm-hmm. the Book, I'm mm-hmm. you know, I'm not plugging, am I?
Yeah.
Well, she, you know, we're trying to remix this, so mm-hmm. if people want to order the book and of mm-hmm. course pay for it in advance,
mm-hmm. yeah,
she gets orders in and she's willing to you know, have Duho books available to Bahamians in that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Buy the Book the one that's associated with UB as well? Or not?
No, I think it's chapter one.
That's chapter one, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Buy the Book's
the one down on West Bay Street.
Beach.
Exactly, yeah, okay, I know mm-hmm. where that is, yeah.
Plus, it's also an ebook, you mm-hmm. know, so if you have an Amazon account, which many Bahamians do, you know, that's wonderful. I mean, I very rarely carry around books, you know.
So anymore. If people want to experiment with Duho books on Amazon, if they just put in Duho, D-U-H-O,
yep,
will they find all
yep.
your titles?
The three titles will pop up. And today, this is great, I can break it here. Now, because we had an exclusive agreement with Amazon for mm-hmm. 3 months, mm-hmm. now the books would be available on the Nook and the iBook store.
Oh, great.
Kobo. You know, mm-hmm. put your antenna up.
Mm-hmm. you know? You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. So it's available on more e-readers.
Okay. And so to find more about the titles, I guess, duhobooks.com?
Yes, www.duhobooks.com. You can go to my website, www.wendycoakley-thompson.com. Mm-hmm. Jeez, where don't I drop this thing? It's becoming just ridiculous.
Now, do you still have time to write? Yourself?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do the National Novel Writing Month. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish. But, you know, I think there will be time for that. Mm-hmm. I think once, you know, the crush of trying to launch Duho and get the books in people's hands, just get us known, mm-hmm. You know, subsides, I think that, you know, one of the things I do want to do is my dream is go to Yaddo mm-hmm. for 2 months out of the year in Saratoga Springs.
Lovely.
You know, have you been?
I have not, but that's one of my dreams too.
Oh, yeah, that's on the bucket list. Yeah. So just unplug the phone. And,
yeah.
You know,
which is like a residency, basically.
Yes.
And you know, where people can go and live sort of an almost monastic life.
Yep.
Just to, yeah. Listen, I just, I recently on the show a few weeks ago had the new phone company Alive here.
Oh.
And on the one hand, like, I'm so excited because they're doing a great job. But I said to them, I said, the only thing I'm a little sorry about is that now I can't go places where my phone doesn't work, because I sort of love going.
I know.
I used to go to this little corner of Cat Island and like no one could get me. And I think now that day is coming to an end.
Oh, yeah. I think those days are over.
Like, yeah.
Christmas in 2014, we went to Exuma. And yeah, my iPhone worked. Yeah,
and you're like, no,
yes.
People are still contacting me.
Even the picture said, "Great Exuma, Bahamas."
Yeah. Yeah, and now what about are there? I mean, are there book fairs? Are there book fairs you would think about doing?
There are a couple of book fairs that we're going. There's a Caribbean Fest in DC.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Black bookstore.
It's
predominantly African American books because they specialize in books by mm-hmm. Caribbean authors mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. authors of the diaspora. They'll be having something next year. So I've tried to do a lot of things in DC, working with ministers, embassies. Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's a very large Caribbean diaspora there too.
Oh yes,
and maybe you should probably also try Canada.
Oh, definitely.
Toronto,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Full of people from the Caribbean.
Yeah, we're reaching out to the U.S., Canada, mm-hmm. UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So pretty much the Bahamian diaspora and the West Indian diaspora you know. Yeah, and look, Americans.
Well, again, eventually,
absolutely,
I agree. I mean, sometimes we just have to use, again, it's again like being a woman. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to go into that woman art show to get known,
yes.
to be invited to the non-gendered art show, right?
And then so the guys go, I just discovered Amanda.
Like, exactly, like, I just discovered, and you're like,
Bahamas,
exactly.
You know?
Well, I've been here for a while, but I think sometimes that is something that from the region we just again, I work with a lot of artists that are like, oh, do I have to do another Caribbean art show or Bahamian art show? And I totally get it. You know, that you don't want to again exoticize yourself
in
order
too.
But you know but at the same time, you know, if that cracks that door open for you
mm-hmm.
you know, just then jam your foot in there.
I'm at the point where I mean I won't wear the animal suit on the side of the road and you know hold up the book.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like when people would say, well, you know, was Black Back to Life, and it's, you know, they say, well, it's women's fiction, you know, well, look, men can read them, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so these labels hopefully will be a thing of the past. But primarily the books are to disseminate our way of life, our culture, you know, and whoever is curious about that, you know, please pick them up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, as I said, I probably can safely say on the air that we'll be carrying some of those books at the National Art Gallery mixed media store as well.
Uh-huh.
Our mandate is to preserve and promote Bahamian culture. So, you know, obviously normally that's visual culture,
yes.
But we love to support our writers and artists too of other media. So I do hope next time, Wendy, I've really enjoyed meeting you so much.
Same here.
I think next time you're home, let us know in advance. I'd love to maybe organize a reading.
Definitely.
Get you to meet some of your audiences and hopefully find new audiences.
I would love that.
Yeah, absolutely. We love that. We always love those evenings. And as I told all my listeners, you know, the NAGB is there for you. It is the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and we really welcome all Bahamians. So please come down and find us. Look at our calendar. See what art shows we have on. And, you know, even if you're not sure you like art or art's for you, just come and take a look, because you never know. I've had so many people be like, oh, I had no idea. And also, you know, we've expanded. We have a growing sculpture garden. So even if you're in Palmdale on the weekend doing some errands and your kids need to like get out of the car and run around, just come park in the parking lot. Let them run around. You don't even have to go into the gallery if you don't want to, but we have a lot of space. We've got a beautiful building and it is there for all Bahamians. So really, I encourage everyone to use that. And that's what we're all about at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And it sounds like that's what Wendy Coakley Thompson is all about too, right?
Yes, indeed.
Just
definitely.
Promoting our culture and letting the world know how awesome we are.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're an awesome people.
We really are.
The world should know that.
Exactly. So on that note, we will come to an end. And thank you all so much for listening tonight. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and good night from the both of us.